Hello, ladies. Alvern here. So today we have a special guest. What am I saying, girl? Guest on with ourselves, and her name is Heather. I'm going to get Heather to introduce herself. Over to you, Heather.
Hi. Thank you for having me. My name is Heather LaRosse, and I usually start with I'm a mom and a part-time superhero, which I think you have to be in order to raise kids. And I'm also an author and a life and writing coach to women.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for that, Heather. So obviously the big question, why do you do what you do?
Being a mom and a woman, I noticed what was missing in my life, which was a feeling of connection with my fellow women and mothers. And I wanted to be able to bring what was missing to me to other women. So I started with my writing to try to connect people that might be experiencing some of the same struggles that I was as a mom and an woman that's getting older and watching my parents age. My writing was getting pretty good feedback. People were reaching out and saying that it was helpful and impactful and moved them and helped them in some way. And it inspired me to want to do more. And so I did some research and decided that life coaching was something that was extremely interesting to me. And during the process of going to school, everything in my body and my soul just screamed, yes, yes, yes. And I felt compelled to do more with the life coaching tools I was learning around writing, because I believe in the power of writing to help us uncover hidden truths and heal from pain and sort things out, even if it's not writing that we share with the world. So I center more of my life coaching around writing prompts and journaling and kind of hand to paper to help women.
Okay. So are you also involved in this craze, this bullet journaling craze?
You know, I'm not. I have had two friends since the beginning of the year reach out to me about bullet journals, and it is not something I've done. I do have a journal where it's kind of a daily to-do list. It's you start off with your gratitudes. You kind of put what a winning day would look like for you, which I think is something similar, but I need to look into it more because it definitely sounds like something up my alley.
It's just everywhere I go, and I've never really searched into it, but I'll let you do the research and come back and tell me all about it.
Will do.
So what do you enjoy most about what you do?
Everything. I spent just shy of 17 years in corporate America in kind of the tech world. I did a little bit of advertising and marketing, and while it was fun because it did allow me to do some of the creative stuff that I enjoy around writing, it was crushing because I knew that it wasn't what I should be doing. Yeah. And since starting my blog and writing, I published my first book in November of this past year, at the end of the month. And it just feels like love to me. And that's what's important, is doing something that fills me and feels like love, and being able to work with women, to help them, to make them feel less alone, to show them that I may not be 100 people, but they have a little village in me, it's more rewarding than almost I can put into words. And being a writer, that's kind of frustrating because that's what I do, is put things into words, but it is completely fulfilling. I love everything about it.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And what's the name of the book?
It's called Just Tell Me I'm Pretty: Musings on a Messy Life. And it's true stories from my life. There's a lot of humor. I tend to embarrass myself quite frequently, and I have no problem sharing that embarrassment with the world. I talk about, hysterectomy I had last year, things that I wish people had told me before having a hysterectomy. I talk about seeing my parents get older and, you know, what I hope for them. I talk a lot about my oldest son who has ADHD and my path that I've traveled in parenting him, while trying to ensure that his little brother doesn't get lost in his shadow. And so it's a lot of humor and some heart feels.
Mm. Good. Very good. And then for you, obviously you said you did the corporate America for 17 years and all of that. And then you finally veered into where you are now. So who was that person, that role model in your life that finally got you to find your purpose or to get you to where you are today?
Honestly, it was my husband. I consider myself one of the most blessed humans on the planet to have him in my life, because I've never really experienced what I will call unconditional love. He's my biggest cheerleader. He's my biggest fan. And, you know, with him, there's nothing that's not possible. So he was very instrumental in saying, you know, what you're doing isn't fulfilling you. And, you know, he lost his mom sooner than he would have, you know, wanted, or she should have gone to cancer. And his dad had a heart attack and a heart transplant 20 years ago. And so he's very much one of those people that says, we don't know how long we have. You need to do everything you can to be fulfilled and be happy. And he's behind me supporting me. So he was the one that said, quit, let's start the blog. He got my blog going. He actually came up with the name Tipsy Tiaras. So he's my inspiration because he's such a rock and such a big support.
Oh, very good. That's very, very good. And then for yourself, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received? It doesn't necessarily have to be what you're currently doing now, but it could have been in your life.
Probably the best advice, it's a saying, and I honestly can't tell you who said it first to me because it seems to be recurring in my life, but it's, you know, don't take it personally. And I feel like, especially with our culture now with social media, because we've lost that in-person, face-to-face chat, and everything is text or, you know, email or online, we don't get the subtle nuances of body language and eye contact and voice inflection. And so somebody can say something in a text or email and they mean no harm with it at all. But it depends on what kind of day I'm having. It depends on what happened right before I opened that email or that text, on how I'm going to interpret what they've said. And so the thing that I constantly have to remind myself is don't take it personally, because I don't know what their meaning was for any of it. And a lot of times, even something that comes across as horrible, it wasn't meant that way at all. And so I try not to take it personally. And if it's something that really, really bugs me, I will reach out privately to that person and just ask for clarification. Just ask for, you know, is this what you meant? And most of the time it's, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. That's not at all what I meant. So yeah, don't take it personal.
That's very good. In terms of, you know, everything that has happened to you so far to date, what is the one thing that has had the biggest impact on your life?
Without a doubt, it was losing my sister-in-law 3 years ago. We had kind of lost contact because of just life. You know, she was my sister-in-law from my first marriage, and she was more like a sister best friend that I never had for a really long time. I met my first husband when I was 15. So I've known her, you know, since I was 15. Wow. And, you know, I was there for, when I met her was right before or right after she had had her first son. And so her next two boys, you know, my nephews, I was there, I babysat them, I changed their diapers. You know, I was there with her while she went through nursing school, and she could make me laugh like nobody else has ever been able to make me laugh. I admired her strength, the ability that she had to be raising three boys while putting herself through school, nursing school, and then her just drive to help people. And so losing her, she was very young, 3 years ago, was kind of turned my world upside down and made me have so many regrets about, you know, letting us kind of grow apart and not reaching out to her more and not being able to help or even, I couldn't have said goodbye because her death was not expected or anything, but just letting her know that no matter what had happened, she was a huge impact in my life and I loved her.
Very good. Very good. Then what is the, let me have a look here. So hold on, sorry about this. Yeah. For people who, for the girl, for woman who was listening to you there, moving from corporate America, and then, like you said, your husband encouraged you to take that step, start a blog, do whatever it is that's right for you. I'm sure there was a time in before he encouraged you where you felt that it was time to make that pivot, so to speak. For that one woman who's listening to you there, what can you advise her? Probably she might not have a husband like you have, who's very encouraging and all of that. So obviously she might have to rely on herself, her own strength, etc. When is the best time for her to take that leap?
Well, I think what's important is if we look at it in a little different term. So taking a leap is monumental and it's scary and it's a really big thing. A leap is stretching yourself. You know, if you actually look at what a person would look like leaping, I mean, their legs are completely spread apart. They are working really hard. And that is super, super scary to a lot of people. So what I like to try to work with the women that I work with is reframing that image into turtle steps. Mm. So you can start making teeny, teeny, tiny little turtle steps immediately. And it feels a little safer. It allows you to think about what you're doing with each step, because you know your leap from where you start to where you end, it might change a little bit. It might shift. You might think you want to quit your job and go back to school. For originally, I was going to go back to get my marriage and family counseling license. I was actually going to go and get a master's degree, and that was so scary. And I think if I had just taken the leap and done that, I would have realized that's, you know, I probably would have gone through a year of school and been like, oh my gosh, I took the wrong leap. But instead I thought, I want to help people. Let me see if this is something I like or I'm even good at. And so let me start with life coaching. And it is exactly where I need to be. So I think for women that are considering making a change, if they can just start with turtle steps, and that could be something as easy as, you know, just starting to do some research or creating a vision board of where they think they might want to be in 6 months or a year, or starting to talk to people or going to maybe a community college class instead of enrolling for, you know, the master's program or the PhD program and seeing how they juggle it all. So I would say start now, but you don't have to always take the leap. Sometimes you can start with teeny tiny turtle steps.
Oh, that's very good. That's very, very good piece of advice. And then it's time for some fun questions. Let's see which one we can start with for you. What fellow entrepreneur really hits the mark for you?
So I don't know if you're familiar with Susan Hyatt. She's a fellow life coach. I went through the Martha Beck Institute for life coach training, as did she. She went the next step and became the master life coach. And she is a woman who has also dedicated her life to helping women. And she nails it. She's inspiring. She's uplifting. She kind of spans. She does coaching around writing. She does coaching around weight loss, you know, what we would consider regular, you know, day-to-day life coaching. And I see her on social media and she's got such a following and she's always positive. She's strong and so welcoming. And she's kind of someone that I keep my eye on, because I think that's how I want to be. She's very inspirational and just a great, seems like a great person. I've never met her, but yeah.
Okay, no problem. Something on your bucket list?
Oh, my bucket list. I have a lot on my bucket list. I have a fear of heights. But I also think I've done roller coasters before, and I think they're fun. So I would like to try zip lining somewhere. Wow. I don't know that I'll actually get to it because I really have a fear of heights, but that would be something. And definitely always travel. My parents are thinking about taking a trip to Ireland for their 50th anniversary this year. And they've said, you know, you should come. And at first I was like, oh, I can't do that. And then I thought, why couldn't I do that? So I'm hoping that they're able to do it. And I tag along because that would be fun. So travel is always there.
Yeah. So here in Ireland, we have a zip lining place near the mountains. So Tibbraddon is the name of it. So you can, I mean, it isn't that high, but it's kind of fun. It's, you know, but at least there's zip lines here in Ireland. So just in case you want to do that when you come along.
Yes, I will definitely keep that in mind. I might just watch, but, you know, at least I'll make it there.
Well, you know the way, you don't have to go all the way. You can just go halfway and then come down.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Oh, dear. That's funny. Let's see. Who would you trade places with for one single day?
Who would I trade places with for one single day? I would love to see how my son sees the world. So I mentioned earlier that he has ADHD. Mm-hmm. And he just lives in, he is the most optimistic, happy, upbeat, empathetic, charismatic young person I've ever met. And he has the ability to, you know, be disappointed about something. And 5 minutes later, he's like, okay, I obviously that wasn't meant to happen and I'm okay with it. And I can't do that yet. All of my life coaching training, all of my, you know, 42 years on this planet, and I haven't mastered that ability. So I would love to be in his body and see how he sees the world. I think it would be fascinating.
Interesting. That's very good. Let's see if we can get two more. Something that you can't do that you wish you could.
Sing.
Really?
I my husband bought me a karaoke machine for Christmas because I love singing, but I'm really not good at it. I've wanted to sing since I was a little girl. I don't know if you are familiar with the show Star Search way back in the day. No. Host was Ed McMahon. It was kind of like American Idol, but back in the day, but they did singing and dancing and all sorts of stuff. And I was sure that they were just waiting for me to be on the show. And I made my parents sit and listen to me sing Berlin's Take My Breath Away. And I feel bad for my parents. I apologize regularly. It must have been horrible to have to listen to. And my mom would just kind of look at me and say, I think you should practice a little more. So I would love to be able to sing like Adele or something like that. Oh, so wow. I can't carry a tune, but I do sing to my karaoke machine. So
Nice. So good of him to buy you a karaoke machine. At least he still encourages you. That's very good. Guilty pleasure.
Yes, it's lovely.
What guilty pleasure do you have?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying the karaoke machine was a guilty pleasure. What guilty pleasure that I have? I try not to make myself feel guilty about it because I do believe in self-care, but I'm a huge, huge fan of massage. So I try to make sure that I get very regular massages. I actually went through massage school 11 years ago and became a licensed massage therapist and practiced for 3 months and then got pregnant with my second son. And I was the primary breadwinner in my last relationship. So I just couldn't quit my job with a new baby on the way and do massage full time. But I think it's more than just a pleasure and a relaxing thing. I do believe that it's beneficial for body and mind. So I try to make sure that I get regular massages.
Very good. Very good. So what final piece of advice would you like to give that one woman who's listening out there? She's an entrepreneur or even she's in a career, probably 9-to-5 job doing a side hustle. What sort of final piece of advice, you know, based on your experience, the fact that you're a life coach, you know, whether the person is you know, successful or not, because, you know, you were successful and you decided it's not what you wanted to do. What sort of advice do you want to give to her?
I think my biggest thing is we need to be kinder to ourselves as women. It's definitely out there. I mean, you can read a lot of articles about, you know, self-care and how we're, you know, super women and we try to do everything. But I really, really want women to take that to heart and to listen to that internal voice that's always there and it's always with us. And most of the time it is a wretched, wretched internal voice. And it is telling us that even though we did 500 things in a day, we didn't check every single thing off of our Uber to-do list. And so we must be horrible, or we yelled at our children that morning, so we're horrible parents, or, you know, we're just not that interested in sitting and watching a show with our husband. We want to be in the bathtub, or we want to be reading our books, and we must be a bad wife. And I want to really have them start recognizing that voice and questioning it and saying to themselves, is this true? Is it true that because I yelled at my kids, I'm not a good mother? No. You know, is it true because I ate the entire piece of cake when I was only going to have half of it, that I'm a horrible human and I'm never going to stick to my diet? No. So that would be the biggest thing is, and that can go for anything. The voice that tells you that you're not going to make it in your business, the voice that tells you that because maybe you had one bad experience with a customer, you should get out of whatever you're doing. I mean, question that voice constantly. And I think probably almost every time you will find that it is not true what it is telling you. Mm-hmm. And there are at least 300 to 500 things that you can find that will prove that is not true. You know, you yelled at your kids, but you also made them amazing lunches and you cuddled with them and you read them a bedtime story and you love them and you're doing it all.
Thanks for that. And then where can listeners, actually, before I ask you that question, because you said you're a life coach, do you service, like, are your clients only based locally, or do you service them online, or where does your coaching extend to?
It extends worldwide. Okay. I have a woman that I'm working, she's working to write a book, and she's in California, based in California, but she travels all over. So, you know, there's, thanks to technology, there's, you know, Skype and email and text and FaceTime and all sorts of stuff. So it's anywhere that a woman feels like she, you know, needs a little bit of help and support. And I, you know, will be the cheerleader, and that can be done in many different ways.
Okay. And the reason why I asked, just for the listeners, the reason why I asked that question is sometimes you're looking for a life coach or someone to really help you, and you just need someone who you can connect to. And just by listening to you, they could probably have that connection. They can relate to you, and maybe they want to coach you, but they're probably not sure if you can, you know, you would probably reach them all the way, probably in the UK or Australia or somewhere really far.
Yep.
But it's really good for them to know that, you know, you coach worldwide, and that's really helpful. So where can they find you online?
My blog, Tipsy Tiaras with an S at the end, .com. And my email is tipsytiaras@outlook.com. So that's the best way. I am working on a new website, but I'm having extreme technical difficulties, which is embarrassing since that's my background. So I don't actually have my new website up. I do have the domain. It's my name, heatherlaross.com, but I'm still working on that. So right now, Tipsy Tiaras is the best place to reach me. And I'm very responsive. So it's not like they'll send an email and have to wait a week for me to get back to them.
Okay, cool. And can they find you on social media as well, or from the website? Yes, you have all your social media.
Okay. Instagram under Tipsy Tiaras. I've got a Facebook page and Twitter, and they can reach out in Pinterest too. So, yep.
Perfect. Thanks ever so much, Heather.
So,
thank you. So, ladies, that's all we have time for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, so you will be the first to know when the new ones come up, which is normally every Monday, as you know. And yeah, I'll put all of Heather's links so you can find it in the show notes and on the bottom of the blog post. And so enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.